Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word this morning again to enlighten, motivate, build up, and just bring your love into our hearts, minds, attitudes, and actions, Lord. We thank you for the significance of your death, as we can see here that you want us to know something. The most important thing has happened in Jesus dying for us, changed everything. So thank you for insight, motivation, and encouragement this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read in Matthew 27, verse 50 to 53. Jesus passionately cried out, took his last breath, and gave up his spirit. At that moment, the veil in the Holy of Holies was torn in two, from the top to the bottom. The earth shook violently, rocks were violently split apart, and graves were opened. Then many of the holy ones who had died were brought back to life and came out of their graves. And after Jesus' resurrection, they were seen by many people walking in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Powerful, eh? Powerful. Yeah, we can see the veil is torn that was keeping the presence of God away from the world, but now it's been torn in two from the top to the bottom. So praise God, the presence of God through Jesus Christ is now available to all mankind. Why? One died for all mankind. Hallelujah. And we see the earth shaking, the rocks being split open, graves were opened up. And so we can just see new life has come. The goodness of God in the Godhead's heart from the beginning was now released on earth again because of what Jesus done. One man brought sin into the world, one man took it out. And now there's resurrection life available. And this is what we can see here. So God is wanting us to understand this. In his eyes, it was not just one man. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus died. It was all of us. Mankind's debt was paid. Sin was dealt with. And there's now access to our true family again. And in having access to our true family, we have access to our destiny, the days ordained for us, that which God prepared for us before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in his sight. In Jesus, in the love of God. So guys, know we yearn for a time such as this. I'm sitting here with Romans 6 in front of me, and it's just so beautiful to just remind ourselves. It starts in verse 9, and it says, we know that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all people for all sin, but the life that he lives now to God. Amen. What's he's living for? To bring about this life. We see him in John 12 say he doesn't want to be alone, but unless he dies, he will remain alone. But when he dies, he will fall into the ground and produce much fruit. And that's what's happened, and that's what's available. Your life is now found in Christ Jesus, not in Adam, not in sin, but in Jesus in righteousness. So I go on. Okay, so the life he lives to God. So you, me, each and every person must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on. He says, do not let sin reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who've been brought back from death to life, life in abundance, the God quality of life. The original destiny that God had for man has been restored, and give your members to God as instrument of righteousness. And he goes on, why? Because grace, the goodness of God, the divine influence of God has been released through the Father, through the work of Jesus. and through the power of the Holy Spirit here on earth today. And then he goes on to just point out here in Romans 6, whoever you are obedient to, that's the one who you serve. And then you bring forth the right fruits or the wrong fruits. But when you understand what has been done for you in Jesus through the love of the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can read from verse 17. But thanks be to God that you were once slaves to sin, but now have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching. So you see, the standard of teaching must be according to the word of God. When he died, you died. It's no longer you that live, but Christ that lives. And the life you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. So he's given himself for you like a husband would give himself towards to his wife. Why? So that you can now be free from sin and become slaves of righteousness. So guys, wake up. We are here to shine our lights. No secret agents. Amen? Be a light bearer. Why? Because he's taken you out of the grave of sin, the grave of our own works, and he's restored you in Jesus to the goodness of the good works that he's laid out for you, and to arise and shine and be the person and the people God made us to be. So be blessed to know the goodness of God is here, and the goodness of God must be pushed into on a daily basis, so that you can not be a secret agent, but you can stand for what you need to stand for, because God commands light to shine out of darkness into your heart. He pours his love into your heart by the Holy Spirit, so that you can be a fragrance of life here on this earth. So be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.